Consider this list. Clumps of leeks investing the drab forest floor with brilliant green. Hepaticas here and there, adding a splash of white or pink or magenta. The pristine white of the perfect cartwheels of bloodroot. Delicate pink traceries on the pale whitish petals of spring beauty. The pale yellow of coltsfoot, a legacy from the week before. A botanical feast for winter-starved eyes. That's not all. Dapper ring-necked ducks in groups of 3 to 10, the drakes displaying prettily between dives in search of some nourishing remnant of last year's growing season. In the spring, three-fourths of their food is plant material. Beyond the groups of the ringnecks are the dainty blue-winged teal, the handsome males showing a hint of concern for the fact that the breeding season is imminent. On the warmest days of the week, I heard the peepers tuning up their single or double note pipes. Again, this is more foretaste than fait accompli. Still, the rallying is underway, and the tiny eggs will soon be deposited. In addition, bluebirds are inspecting nesting boxes. Robins are collecting straw and mud, and I know of one song sparrow which has already begun to weave its nest of timothy stalks and leaves in the base of a grass tussock. It's amazing what a warm day and a southwest flow of wind can conjure up. The events, all ignited by the angle and duration of the sunlight, are partly meteorological and partly hormonal in genesis. But what they evoke in me is much more a product of nostalgia and pent-up emotions waiting for release. Perhaps those are both the same thing on deeper analysis. Of course, that's all detail. The important thing is that colorful things are happening out there, just waiting for the probing eye and spirit to discover them. Here's a strategy for a warm day in spring. Get in your car and head for one of the following places. Rice Creek Field Station, 1 mile south of the main campus at Oswego. Beaver Lake, 4 miles west of Baldwinsville. Baltimore Woods, 1 mile south of Marcellus. The Richard A. Noyes Sanctuary at 9 Mile Point on Lake Ontario, just a mile east of the nuclear plants. Clark Reservation on Route 173, just west of Janesville. Green Lake State Park, off Route 5, east of Fayetteville. There are many more. If you want to find more, get a copy of An Outdoor Lover's Guide of the Greater Syracuse Area and or the Natural Areas of Oswego County booklet. The first can be attained by sending $1 in a self-addressed stamped business envelope to me at Baltimore Woods, Box 133, Marcellus, New York. The Oswego County booklet can be obtained through Rice Creek Field Station, SUNY at Oswego. There is a fee to cover mailing, but you'll have to contact Rice Creek to find out what it is. Don't forget, if you set out for one of these spots this weekend, to look carefully at the woodlands to see the changing colors invested in them by the blooming of red maple and the bursting of willow buds. When you reach your destination, be prepared to do a little walking along the trails. At very least, the flowers already mentioned will be evident. It's a bit early for trillium, trout lily, and Dutchman's breeches, but all are out of the ground. Or travel of an evening just before sundown to the Three Rivers Wildlife Management Area in search of courting woodcocks. You know they're there if you hear a series of miniature Bronx cheers. We biologist types call them peents, followed directly by a whistling of wings. And when you hear the whistling wings, crouch low and look just above the horizon line in direction of the sound. In a few seconds, you should see the whistler fluttering upward, tracing a broad spiral path until at about 200 feet in the air, at which point he pauses and uttering a loud chirping warble, plummets groundward, following a zigzag path back to the point of beginning, there to draw himself up in a stiff, comical strut, peening and rocking as he dances, thence airward again. This ardent and unusual aerial dance is well worth looking for. An overgrown grassy field with scattered shrubs may produce a woodcock at nightfall from March until June. Have you ever been walking in the back 40 in spring and heard an eerie winnowing whistle, brief in duration and growing slightly in intensity, just before the end of each phrase, like this? Normally, this would be at twilight or during a cloudy day. The sound is deceiving, hard to locate. Look upward in the general direction of the sound, and you may be able to spot the author of this strange noise. The common snipe, a bird about the size of a killdeer. Watch it as it mounts up in the air and then suddenly heads downward, spreading its tail feathers as it goes. The winnowing sound is produced by the vibrating outer wing feathers. These are the siren sounds of spring, and the person lucky enough to have heard them and known them for what they are has heard a message direct from the heart of spring. Well, that's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.